After 3 days of talks, Red Cross officials from South and North Korea agreed to resume reunions for separated families. The reunions will take place from September 28th until October 1st, just ahead of the Korean Thanksgiving holiday of Chuseok. They'll be held at the Mount Geumgang Resort in North Korea. Millions of families were separated following the division of the Korean Peninsula in 1945 and the 1950-53 Korean War. A landmark inter-Korean summit in 2000 paved the way for Koreans to reunite with relatives in temporary reunions. The reunions were held annually, but suspended in 2008 when the ROK's President Lee Myung-bak took office with a hardline policy toward Pyongyang. While today's agreement marks a milestone in inter-Korean relations, the South Korean delegation admits that it didn't get everything it wanted in the negotiations. Kim Yong-chol, head of Seoul's delegation, says they will bring up the issue of South Korean prisoners of war and citizens kidnapped by North Korea during future talks on family reunions. Seoul had originally hoped to include these people in the upcoming round of reunions. North Korea had proposed to resume the family gatherings earlier this month. Pyongyang also wants to restart joint tourism ventures to Mount Geumgang and to the historic city of Kaesong, which were both shut down last year. Jason Strother for VOA News, Seoul.